Welcome to Daily Devotion 207. It's great to be together. Wonderful to be able to open up God's Word for another day. As we turn to the Word of God, let's bow our heads in a time of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word. Lord, we acknowledge that we are weak in understanding, and with challenging passages, we desperately need your help. Well, we need help with all of the passages, Lord, but with this passage especially, would you bless us with your Spirit that we might see and understand? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are turning to Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 31. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith, be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and they put them at his feet, and he healed them. So that the crowd wondered, when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Well, this is a very hard passage. It's hard, not actually to apply. It's more just hard to figure out what on earth is going on, especially today. Now, I think in previous generations, this would not have been hard. It's interesting, when you read John Calvin on this, he's very short. Very short, and he just explains it straightforward. He doesn't really feel the need to develop on many different things. But for us, in our woke feminist culture, which is all obsessed with feminism and chauvinism and racism and all the other different isms that are going on, we really struggle with this. In fact, it's passages like this that make people in the world go, "That's why I want nothing to do with Christianity. It's just a patriarchal chauvinism that hates people. It's racism. It's everything." So what on earth is going on in this passage? It's very important that we have understanding on passages like this, because these are the sorts of passages that people in the world will throw at us. They'll say things like, "Yeah, but Jesus called a woman a dog. I want nothing to do with that." And we need to know what it means and what's going on. So, let's dig into this passage. Jesus and his disciples withdraw, and they go out to Tyre and Sidon. So they're out in the Gentile territories. They're out in the Gentile territories. They're ministering. They're relaxing. Whatever it is they're doing, they're doing it. Probably relaxing, having a holiday. And all of a sudden, this Canaanite woman is there. And we're told that she's crying. Now, don't understand that weeping. Understand that in the tense usage, she's sitting there crying out loud over and over and over again with the words, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." So she's repetitively crying out this request. And I don't know if your ears are tuned to it, but it's very similar to another person. There's a blind man called Blind Bartimaeus. He is in Mark's, well, actually he's in Mark, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but in Mark he's expressly named. This man cries out to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus says, "Okay," and heals him. But see Jesus' response to this woman. The woman cries out, "O Lord, son of David, have mercy on me." But he did not answer her a word. He just flat out ignores her. She's asking over and over and over again, and he just flat out ignores her. In fact, He ignores her so bad and so long that eventually the disciples are so exasperated by the situation that they come to Jesus and say to Jesus, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us. She will not be quiet." Now, don't understand this as the disciples saying, "Have mercy on her, please." No, they're saying, "Heal her, or tell her to go away or something, but just get rid of the woman." Had a guts full of it. Jesus answered, and I'm assuming this is Jesus answering the disciples. Could be towards the woman, we're not sure. Judging by she came and knelt before him, that's probably directed towards the disciples. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now, this is not Jesus saying, "I was not sent to help Gentiles at all." This is Jesus saying, "I was sent with a mission." This is not Jesus saying, "I don't want to help other people." This is Jesus saying, "I have been sent on a mission from my Father in heaven, and I must fulfill and focus on that mission." Remember John's gospel, where Jesus says, "I have a food you do not know about. It is to do the will of my Father in heaven." And over again, he says, "I must do the will of my Father in heaven." His mission was to go, proclaim the kingdom of God to the Jews, and die on the cross so that the gospel might go forth into the ends of the earth. And so he says, "I must fulfill my mission," to his disciples. The woman, obviously overhearing this, she comes, she bows down. Now, the word for knelt here is to bow down. It's to worship. It's the word that we use for worship in the New Testament. She bows down in worship before him and says, "Lord, help me." Does your heart not go out in pity towards this woman? I can't help but wonder if the heart of Christ must have been erupting and kindness towards this woman. But he turns to her and says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." What do we do with that passage? Did Jesus just call her a dog? Did Jesus just basically say Jews are better than everybody else, or men are better than everybody else? What is going on? Well, I think there's two important things to realize. Number one, Jesus is making a statement of truth about everyone who's outside of God. Look at this bigger than this woman. Everyone who is outside of the gospel is a dog. And I don't mean that in the degrading sense of like, "Oh, you're a dog and I'm really cool." I mean that in the sense of outside of the gospel, you are worthy of nothing but damnation. You've done nothing good, like a dog hasn't done anything good. You are not a good boy dog. You are a filthy, roaming, wild dog who deserves the damnation of God. And it is not right to take the covenantal blessings of God's children and give it to those who are worthy of damnation. Just like it's not worthy to take the blessing that is given to the angels in heaven who serve perfectly, and to give it to sinners. That's not right. It's not just, is it? No, it's not. So level one, it shows us, actually, we should read this and say, "That's me. I am a wild dog." The other thing is to remember is that We don't know how Jesus said this. We've got the words. We don't have the intonation in his voice. As one commentator put it, we don't have the twinkle in his eye. He could have said this with a smile on his face, recognizing that this is how most people view it. We don't know if he said this in order to draw her faith out of her, to draw out the expression of faith that we're about to see. But actually, some things we just don't know. But what we do know, see, the infallible, we've seen this here when we were doing the Westminster Wednesdays, the infallible rule of Scripture, of interpreting Scripture, is Scripture interprets Scripture. What does the Bible tell us? Jesus is perfect. What does the Bible tell us? Jesus is compassionate. What does the Bible tell us? Jesus welcomes sinners. What does the Bible tell us? Jesus will turn away none who call upon him. So what's this passage saying? Well, whatever it's saying, it doesn't contradict any of those things. And there is a level of mystery in the Scripture which we must be willing to embrace and say, God knows why Jesus answered this way. But look at the glorious outcome. You see, the outcome shows us the intent of Christ. This woman turns around and says, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And Jesus says, "O woman, great is your faith." Now, I want you to realize something right now. There's something really beautiful about this way, the way this woman addresses Jesus. Now, if all she had ever said was, "O Lord," then it would be like her saying, "Sir." You could just say she's saying, "Sir." It's nothing too special. But you remember she said, "O Lord, Son of David." Now, this is a Canaanite woman who are the enemies of God's people. This is the Canaanite woman whose heritage is those who led the people of God into sin. So here's a woman who her family line is in direct opposition to David. And she says, "You are the Son of David." It's like saying, "You are the Messiah. You are the great king who was promised." Somehow she knows that. Somehow she believes that. Somehow she has faith, which is expressing itself as it's confronted by Christ. And so what we see here is Jesus responding to one of the children. Here's the glorious outcome of this passage. Is Jesus says to her, it's not right to give bread to the children. And she makes this expression of faith, and then he gives bread to the children. "Great is your faith, be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Jesus didn't give bread to the dogs. He gave bread to one of the children of God. You see, because it's by faith that we go from being a dog to a child. It's by faith that we enter the kingdom of God. It's by grace that we are saved through faith so that God might be glorified. And then Jesus illustrates this. He goes out to the Gentiles. Having said all of this, he goes out to the Gentiles and heals them and works miracles. Verse 29 onwards. He goes up on the hill and he does all these miracles so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speak, the crippled healthy, the lame walk, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. You see, here was the purpose of everything Jesus was doing. Here was the purpose. That the people, the Gentiles there, might look to Christ and worship the God of Israel. And that's just what happened. That is what God is doing in this world. Now, he may use a whole bunch of different things. He may offend a whole lot of people. The cross is an offense to the world. We need not concern ourselves with that. What we must be busy doing is proclaiming the all-sufficient Savior, holding forth faith, holding forth grace, holding forth Christ. Let me challenge you to rethink this passage. Not so much as a weird discussion about dogs, but as a glorious picture of the saving work of Christ for dogs like me and you. He is an all-sufficient Savior. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this passage. It is a hard one.
We ask that you'd help us to believe it. Help us to see it. Help us to know it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for another week of Daily Devotions. It's been great to be together. I hope you've enjoyed yourself as I have as we've dug into the Word. I look forward to seeing you back here next week as we finish off the section of Matthew we're on and we carry on into another week of devotions. Have a most blessed weekend. Enjoy the Lord's Day and I will see you then. See you Tuesday. Goodbye.